I'm sorry. I am so sorry for last week's episode. I don't know why the audio quality was so bad, specifically in my voice. I do know I was sick, but I didn't think it was that bad. Last week's episode was actually super quiet, which, you know, awkward already. But at the same time, I don't know how to explain how exhausted I was that week. I was basically drained to the point where recording was probably a bad idea. So maybe there are some weeks where I'm not going to have the energy to record, and that's fine, you know? But the problem is, we just signed another deal with Magic Mind, so I can't do that. Welcome back to the Meatweed Podcast, where this week we're going to talk about what the hell happened last week. I was tired. Simple. Never faced burnout quite like that. And the thing is, I'm going to tell you guys right now, take care of your bodies, you know, drink plenty of water, and for the love of God, eat something, because I did not know that no calories means no energy. But like, to an absurd degree. I thought eating too much was the problem, but eating not enough was just as bad. Anyway. So last week, what a way to start. So last week, I think I learned my lesson the hard way. Be sure to dry your hair after you get out of the shower and go outside, especially in the winter. And I think that definitely didn't help. The thing about it was I had no choice? I don't know. It's hard to explain. Listen, I don't use my own shower in this house. There's a different thing. And what else was going to happen? Right. It's been a busy, busy week. Granted, it's been busier than usual. But like I said before, it's kind of par for the course with the line of work I have. Having said that, I've been missing out on a lot of TikTok trends. I worked New Year's, which was kind of sad, but you know, whatever. It is what it is. I don't know how to explain how I feel about the new year. This year is going to be different for the podcast, to be honest. I'll be fully honest. I'm always those kinds of people that are kind of looking forward. But the thing is, in this specific instance, in this year, I have no idea what's going to come up. I'm pretty sure The best case scenario is we're going to have way more YouTube videos. I think I'm going to shift focus to that. I wanted to from the beginning, but to be honest, I just didn't know what niche to go into. The YouTube vlogging stuff is actually really fun. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I like my desktop thing. I like my, when I have a desk, and I record stuff, you know, I meet down. There's a loud echo in this room. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Everything is moved over. I'm really emptying out this whole room back here. I'm not going to lie. The studio is barren right now. Most of the soundproofing is gone. And I'm holding the one sponge left that's for soundproofing. And it's not doing its job, to be honest. This thing really works well with other soundproofing equipment. But on its own, it's completely useless, to be honest. Or maybe it's not. Let me see. Ow. Okay, that hurt. I was trying to move it around, but this big metal bit fucking hit me in the head. So if you hear stuff in the background, it's me moving stuff around. What's left, anyway? There's been other paintings that I've been working on, and I had an idea, okay? I'm not going to lie, this new idea is different. I want to paint another painting, but I have different ideas. It's a mixture of, I don't know, fuck it. A lot of people don't listen to the podcast with the art style, you know, the art pieces. I get it. This is about drama. So let's talk about drama. See what the hell's been going on. Okay, I do have one. There's that lady. What the fuck's her name? There's a lady on TikTok who's been really, really disgusting, to be honest. Looks like Cruella DeVille, but her whole thing is she had an audio clip come out where she just came out of the bathroom in her live stream, and she comes out and she starts going, "Did it smell? Did it smell?" But like, she's trying to whisper it, but it's very clear what she's saying. Like, it's fucking nasty, dude. I just found out her name. No joke. I don't know why it took me forever to realize. Ashley Trevino. Kind of sad. I'm definitely late to the party, but she just privated her account, and I don't know why. Like, to be honest, she's just a regular Fresno local, to be honest. Like, I look at people like this who get famous and popular, and I think, you know, good for them. But these types of people, I don't know. This phenotype is so specific. I call it the hot Cheeto girl. It's very, like, I'm surrounded by them, okay? Like, I'm not even gonna sugarcoat. I ain't from the suburbs. I ain't from some rich place. I'm a fucking Mexican, bro. Like, that's It's funny, I never really mentioned that a lot in my podcast, that I'm Mexican. I'm surrounded by other Mexicans. That's just how it'd be here. In the Valley, especially, the Central Valley. Like, I won't tell you guys the specific town I'm from, but, like, it's, what is it? The Fresno types, you know? I keep seeing them everywhere because I'm near Fresno, pretty much, you know? The funny part about it is how infamous this place is. Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I mean, Charles Manson died not too far from here. There's, not cult, like, there's cults here. There's plenty of cults here. I don't know. There's a lot of gang activity. A lot of fucking gang activity. Seriously, it's just, like, that's it. There's a whole lot of shit here. A lot of crime, a lot of drugs. It's a mess. But I guess it attracts people like Trevino here. I just pulled up a video. I didn't realize that she had a mass unfollowing recently. It's kind of awkward because she's crying on camera and I feel bad now. You know, like, I was just making fun of her earlier, but I'm like, that sucks, man. You know, you don't want that. It's fucked up. But, like, I'm gonna be honest. She looks like a cousin of mine. You know, like, we could be related. We might be. Oh, fuck, we might be. Oh, shit. You know, I'm really out of date with, like, the local news because I don't have a Facebook and I don't want to make one. Everyone's on Facebook here. Or Meta, whatever. Remember when it was called that? Weird shit like that, right? It's not even Meta no more, is it? It's just back to Facebook. No one called it that. A whole bunch of change. And then, I guess, people waited too long for a change. And then it's like, no, we're going to call it what it is. You know? Like X. No one calls it X. It's fucking Twitter. And fuck Elon, by the way. I really fucking hate Elon. By the way, I deleted my X. I don't know if you guys knew that. My Twitter. Let's call it Twitter. It's not X. There's been a lot of shit that's happened lately. This week, like the Cybertruck exploding in front of Trump Tower. I have not heard if that was an intentional act or not. I don't know if people have looked into it any further. To me, personally, it looked like it was an accident. Like, it looked like it just happened to be coincidence. Like they were parked in front of it and it blew up. But the thing is, if you look at the video footage, it looks like there was a bunch of fireworks in there and they all went off. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Vegas is hot. I don't care what time of the year it is, it's fucking scorching out there, okay? We should know. We don't live that far from there. Where the fuck do I live, huh? I know you're probably listening, thinking, where the hell is he from? You'll never know. You probably know. A lot of people know. I have new patrons, by the way. I want to thank them for subscribing. And I want to remind everyone who's listening that we have a free tier on Patreon. Like, you could still see a lot of stuff on Patreon for free. But not everything, you know? Only paid members are going to see, like, exclusive episodes. And I do have a confession. Last week's episode might be the only one that I fully delete and I only post on Patreon because it was embarrassing. Like, I'm going to be honest. Also, patrons get exclusive, they'll get sneak peeks to YouTube videos. And the thing is, I haven't even announced the one that I'm making, but on Patreon, they already know. A week in advance, they know that I'm going to make a new episode. And it might not be out in a month. It might be way longer, but, you know, it's on its way. As you can tell by my throat, I'm still not fully better. It's freezing in this room, but somehow I still wear underwear. How does that work? Oh, Jesus Christ, I keep burping too. I need to hydrate better, man. It's as simple as, you know what? I painted this cloud like some months ago and I'm looking at it from a distance and it looks fucking sick from a distance, but up close you can see all the brush marks. You know what I mean? That's a thing I've learned recently is that when paintings on a big ass canvas look way better than really small, but because you can add more detail, really, really fine details. The problem being is that big canvases are expensive, man. Like, seriously, they're really fucking expensive. I don't know how to explain it, but they're not cheap. Period. That's it. I've been using these placard ones now. They're really small and they're period. That's it. Jesus fuck, it's freezing. I think my heater's out. I you know what, it might be out. Another cold winter. And see, last year, I think I complained about the weather. The year prior, I complained about the weather. And yet, this is still my favorite time of the year. I would rather be cold than freezing. Or I would rather be cold than sweating. Oh my god. And this episode's late again. Look, I'm not gonna... I've been busy. Damn. The fuck? What did Ash Trevino do that a lot of people are mass unfollowing her? I gotta look into this. Hang on. You can always rely on TikTok drama to always have some fire bap stories. I mean, like, long-ass videos, and I love that. I think you, the fuck were you? Hang on. Imani on TikTok for explaining that Ash Trevino is essentially a person who got famous for one video, and she just kind of kept riding that high. But the video was actually kind of wholesome. That's really sweet. The first video she got, her boyfriend was released from prison, and she decorated a hotel to welcome him back, and he was pleasantly surprised by it. It was a really nice, very well-decorated hotel, by the way. Like, flower petals everywhere, candles, this is welcome back. It was sweet. I like that. I can see why she popped off the way she did, but after that, you know, it was just kind of people were realizing she wasn't the best character, you know what I mean? Like, people have started mass unfollowing her because of that, and I just finally got that. She also finally privated her account, and she went from millions of followers to less than a million now. But it's still going down, apparently. I don't know what's going on recently. It's not just her. There's been a bunch of people on TikTok that have been losing their fame within a week. There's a mass unfollowing going on, essentially. I believe it's in some sort of protest to the TikTok ban, because, you know, it's like, well, we're taking your fame with us, you know, because a majority of people I know here in the United States, I would say like 98% of them use TikTok. I know two people that don't use it, and that is it. Two people. And the rest of everyone I know uses it. And there's a lot of people, you know? It's not just a few people. Some people, a handful, make videos just because they're kind of cutesy. They have nice... That's like Snapchat with its filters and everything. But TikTok is different. It has its formats. It has everything, you know? CapCut, I think? Yeah, CapCut. It's got that... it's got that thing with it. TikTok, for me... I'm going to be honest with you, right? The only reason I'm mentioning it now is because I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss TikTok. It's definitely getting banned, you know? The thing is, I mentioned last week, TikTok might not get banned because Trump said something, and already they backfired. You know, they fired back. They're like, no, we're going to go through with it because we had a whole fucking court thing. We have a whole, you know, the whole system, right? Everyone's against Trump at this point. You know, love him or hate him, do, you know, whatever. He won the presidency again. It's, it is what it is, you know? I think I had a coworker put it best. I absolutely love it because the moment he said it, I gained nothing but respect for him. I know he probably doesn't listen, but Chris, my man, you absolutely nailed it with your words. And they have to be spread, okay? Let me put it this way. This is not an exact quote, but I'm going to try to do him justice. It doesn't matter if you're left-leaning, right-leaning, Democrat, Republican, centrist. It doesn't matter who you vote for. What matters is action. You could say as many things as you want. You can make every single promise in the world. Or you could show people that your word is gold. That you are actually going to do the things that you say. You can promise the world, but can you even deliver anything? I like that. I like that quote. You know, I like... He said it, honestly, with such elegance. Chris, 10 out of 10. I love that. That's my, you know, that's my mentality, where it's like, I don't care what side politically you are. All I care about is results, you know? Let people get married. Who cares? Let people do what they want. I don't know why I said married. I don't know why that's... I mean, that's... It's kind of in my head, you know what I mean? Oh, God, you heard the smile. Yeah. Girls in the other room, I want her to be my wife. It's that simple. Saying it on the podcast too. You know my word is truth, okay? Because on the podcast, I'm trying not to yell right now, because the fact that all the padding is gone, it's so awkward again. It feels like I'm starting to record again for the first time, and my desk, I forgot why I stopped using this one. This one vibrates when I talk into the microphone. In the most specific way possible. There's a frequency that hurts my ear, and I could not describe it any better than annoying. Every time I talk, I hear my own voice, sure, but I also now hear a light ringing in the background that I can only hear for a split second. And now that it's quiet, it's super quiet. And my stomach's gurgling again. I should not be eating so much carne asada fries. I have an addiction. My addiction is carne asada fries, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. I want more. I actually have some in the room right now. That's why I'm saying this. They're behind me. I haven't. I wanted to reward myself, be like, you know, record the podcast and then eat. But I'm just gonna excuse me. I'm gonna be honest with you. When it comes to the New Year's and Christmas, I just like to get over the New Year threshold. It's currently the 2nd. Ow, my stomach. Yeah, the 3rd of January. And that space in between Christmas and New Year's is just so uncomfortable. I don't know how to explain it. It feels like, it feels like you know that the gap is there. It's like in between festivities. It's like Merry Christmas and then silence and then Happy New Year. And it's like, I don't know. You don't know what to do in between those 2 days, you know? They're too close together. And I have an idea for next year. What I've been thinking of is, what if I saved up and bought stuff for, like, for Christmas and New Year's, both at the same time, right? You know, some sort of fireworks or something, or some little thing to pop off. I'm not sure what to do, because where we're at now, too much people just shoot up in the air, I'm not gonna lie. I'm tired of it. I'm genuinely fucking sick of it. Look, every fucking year, houses get set on fire. I don't know how that happens. I think fireworks misfire or something. In Los Angeles, it's far worse, where one year we were at Los Angeles for New Year's, and then we had to come back immediately at like 2 in the morning, and all of the, there were like 5 or 6 houses on fire, like on the way back. What the fuck? Like, dude, aim somewhere else, you know? But then again, it's LA, so there's, every building's like right next to each other, and all you have is like this gap in the roads. That's about it, really. Unless you go to the parks, and then the parks are full of, you know, they're full of people, so now you gotta watch out for that. Or wires hanging above it. Dude, LA sucks. Not for the reason you think, it's just, we're out here in the Central Valley, and it's just, it's empty, to be honest. I just love that my cousin, who last year he came in over here, he had never been to this part of the valley. He'd never visited us out here, and all he could say was, "It is so dark." Like, when the sun goes down, there's sparse lights. That's it. You know, it's like very distant, very far off, and I don't know. It hits different, but at the same time, it is kind of creepy. You know what I mean? I have so much I want to talk about, but I don't. Is it time? I think it's time. Listen, I've been hinting at the news. I think it's time. I think it's time to say it. Fine. Okay. I wanted to build up to it, but you know what? It's time to say it. The news is, we moved out. I bought a house. We bought a house. Sorry. The next episode of the podcast, I'm going to try to record it in another building, in another studio. And I'm just taken aback by everything, to be honest. This year, this specific, like, these past 3 months have been overwhelming. I'm going to be honest. Like, overwhelming in every single regard. I mean, we saw Bruno Mars live. We bought a house. I've had a stupid amount of hours at work, as opposed to last year where I didn't have any hours at work. So, it's the exact opposite of last year. Last year was, it was fun, still, but just a lot of free time, you know? I'm not a little boy no more, you know? We got big man responsibilities. And, as a big man, my back hurts. I don't know how to explain that, you know? You're getting older, period. Now that, okay, listen, I've been hiding it for a reason. I don't know why. I forget the reason. But the thing is, it's just been overwhelming, you know, dealing with everything. Real estate agents, seeing if we could even qualify for the loan. And we can. Figuring out everything, you know? And it's a big monthly payment, don't get me wrong, but it goes down over time. That's the best part about it, is it's something called a fixed rate, which, if you don't know, it's just your price never goes up. But that's good, because holy shit. I'm probably the first person in the family that that has owned a house like that. I have a pool, and that's it. I don't really have a backyard. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here, you know? Home ownership is interesting because everything costs fucking money. And I do mean everything. Seriously, like, the smallest thing you would not think of costs something. And that includes, I don't know, you go to the bathroom, you flush the toilet. That costs money. No joke. Like, both of those things cost money. The house is beautiful, man. I mean, it's the new year, and I think we nailed it when I said it's a new me, you know, because we have a house. And it's exciting. It's so exciting, dude. Like, I can't even fucking fathom that I hid it this long. I was hiding it because there's like this belief in Mexican culture where it's like, don't brag about stuff, you know, it could be taken away in a heartbeat. And I'm not gonna lie, when I was a kid, I was always skeptical about a bunch of shit, but that's the one thing that I noticed was genuine, like, at least for me. And I think it definitely fucking mentally scarred me for life, where every time I'd brag about something, it would just disappear. Like, not in a way that's like, oh, somebody took something from me. No, it was like, it just, I cannot fathom it, where it would have gone. For example, when I was a kid, I bragged a lot about how I had a Game Boy Advance SP at church, and oh, I was so good at this game called, like, Mario & Luigi Superstar Sega, I think, or Superstar Saga, I don't remember, but it was really good, right? I was really fucking good at the game, and one day it just disappears. I'm at the church and I'm like, hey, where did it go? And I'm looking around the truck. At the time, we still had the old pickup truck, and it was fully gone. Like, a fully gone, you know? Like, dude, so much fucking changes in a year. So many things change in your lifetime, I mean. Because, like, thinking about it, when I was a kid, I haven't even seen that church in the last 10, 15 years. That Game Boy was probably stolen. But as a kid, it just sticks with you, you know? It's like, oh, I bragged about it, now it's gone. There was other stuff, though, not just that, okay? There's also a PlayStation Portable that was also taken or just vanished completely. But my naive head thought, oh my god, it's some weird spirit that's taking shit. No, it's probably someone stealing it because they live in the fucking ghetto. And that's... I don't know, man. I seem to have a lot of problems, to be honest, and on the podcast I think they show up a bit. Lately it's been weird. I've just been, since I'm overwhelmed with emotions of all kinds, I just kind of sit back sometimes and just kind of take in what's going on, you know? That's why when I say, okay, it's fine, it's, you know, like, that would explain it, right? The jankiness of the setup that I have right now. I have my old desk, my old desk, the one that I hated because every time I talked it would echo in the legs for some reason. If I spoke past a certain decibel, like now, there it is, see, fucking did it. It still does it, there's no getting around that. Didn't settle, didn't do anything, just, it's weird, and I finally get why. The legs are like tuning forks. That's it. And, I'm not judging the place I got it from, because I chose to buy this desk because it was only $70, and that's, you know, it's a stupid deal, right? It's a stupid good deal. But honestly, sometimes a desk is worth way more, dude, fucking for real. The only problem is I bought one on the TikTok shop and I haven't assembled it. It's at the new house. Right now, at the new house, we don't have much of anything. Like, we're starting from nothing, you know? And yet, it's exciting. That's about as much as I'll talk about that, though. Because I'm just thinking about that fucking trauma I had, you know, growing up. The whole thing about not telling people your business is way more difficult when you have a podcast, because some things just excite you and you want to tell people, but at the same time, don't brag about it, you know? I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm gonna be honest. What I want to do next is just relax, you know? One of these days I just want to sit down somewhere and relax, maybe on a beach or something for a little bit. Maybe for an hour. I've never done that. I've never had that experience where you go to a beachside and you just sit on a big chair and just relax a bit by the sun. I don't know what it is about the beach. I love going there, but I'm not relaxed when I'm sitting down in the sun. I'm more relaxed when I'm walking around looking at the shops. Because I like that, you know, I like the visual clutter sometimes. And the older I get, the more I realize sometimes less is more. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, the building I'm currently in is empty, but I like it. You know, it's the walls are empty, aside from the spiderwebs. Weird crackings everywhere. A very cream-colored wall. And I don't know, I'm looking around, still looking around, you know? It's, you don't know how empty a building can get until it's fully, fully emptied. I mean, like, from the roots, just gone, everything, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you go to an abandoned building, there's still shit in there, you know? There's probably dust on the ground, there's probably broken shit everywhere. When I say empty, I mean fully bare, like just walls and a floor. That's it. You don't see that often. So when I when I do see that, like right now, it hits different because I'm on a, like, let me give you a visual of what the fuck I'm looking at right now. Why I've been so awkward for the last 2 days, last two episodes. I'm sitting in a room with a desk, a MacBook, and not much else. Maybe a microphone in front of me and my phone right here. This janky-ass broken chair and a desk that I'm going to happily get rid of. And yet, that's enough, you know? But when you're surrounded by crap your entire life and you're brought back down to nothing, it feels comforting almost, you know? It feels almost comforting. Like, yeah, this is it. This is all I need. Sometimes all you need is food, water, and a roof over your head. I finally get that. In the most literal sense of the term, that's all I have. Food, water, and a roof. Some roof? The fuck does that mean? So, cat's out of the bag. I finally mentioned what the whole thing was been, you know, it's been going on. So if I sound, if I've told you that I've been stressed, now you know, you know, I've been working on the house. I'm not going to lie, it's kind of a fixer-upper, but that's fine, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it, I'll fix up. I haven't done much. I could always do more, you know? I could always do more. But that's this episode in a nutshell. This year has just begun. So, Meat Wheat Podcast, what are you going to do this year? I'm going to be honest. This year, I feel different. I feel like my frontal lobe's already fully developed. I'm almost 30. I'm 28 in 3 months. 2 months. But more than anything, I just feel like my life has more direction now. You know, like when you're younger, here's the beautiful part about it. When you're younger, like early mid-20s, you don't know what the fuck's going on. You know, you think, oh, maybe I have to have my life figured out. And when you're around my age, you start realizing no one does. That's the beauty of it. The absurd nature of being an adult is that as an adult, you have freedom to do anything you want. But at the same time, no one tells you have the freedom to make any mistake that you want. Nothing's going to kill you right away. Don't get me wrong. Some things will, granted. You know, like let's say you cut open a wall and pull out an electric cable. Yeah, that'll probably kill you. Instantly, almost. But you chose to do that. You know, that was something you consciously saw and planned out. And there are other people that choose to do stuff like, I don't know, I'm going to try hard drugs and then it fucks them up for the rest of their life. Or there are other people that decide, I'm going to continue going to school and I'm going to go into massive debt, and it pays off for them in the end, you know, good for them. Those people I respect, because it is not easy to do that. And I've done it myself, you know, I got my degree. I had to mention it earlier because I found my degree while moving and it's still framed, but I haven't used it, to be honest. I used it for 2 years and that was about it. I've been a truck driver longer than it took me to go to school. So, it is what it is, right? But, you know, a life, you're allowed to do that, you know? You're allowed to make your own decisions. And that's the beauty of it. So, me personally, I'm going to tell you this right now because I feel like I know someone always has to hear this shit. If you're scared to make a decision, this is your sign to do it. You know, commit to that thing that you're scared to do. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, everything will be fixed up, or at the very least, I'll have a less janky setup. But you know, I'm gonna see you guys later. Thank you guys, by the way. And I mean that, seriously. Even if you don't sub to the Patreon, I'm just happy that you guys have been around listening. Last week, I do feel bad for last week's episode. I might delete it. I'm gonna delete it, probably. All right, see you guys next week.